This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. And the Bee Lady, Meredith May, who's written a compelling book about her work, a fine journalist from the Bay Area, she's agreed to step aside, and we're going to visit with her very soon. But we did want to note yesterday, John Neely Kennedy, the junior senator from Louisiana, appeared before the Baton Rouge Press Club. He's become the darling of the national media here, there, and everywhere on nationally televised shows, primarily on cable networks. But John Kennedy has seized the moment, and the media in America love him. Gail King from CBS says, "I can't get enough of John Kennedy." And he's a man who, in a short time on Capitol Hill, has become one of the best-known senators on the planet. Yesterday, I saw him before his appearance, and he was visiting with Jim Brown, the former insurance commissioner, former secretary of state. Jim Brown was telling him how good Kennedy looked, and Kennedy was talking about how the senators, the 100 senators, they have a private gym. And I'm sure it's state-of-the-art, and Kennedy says he's taking advantage of it. He does look like he's thinner. He looks in good shape. He'll be 68 years old in November. I have some questions as to whether he can bench press his weight, but I think he has lost some poundage since he went to Capitol Hill, and we know they have a lot of good restaurants in Washington, D.C., almost as many as we have here in Baton Rouge. And Kennedy, of course, lives in Madisonville, and he was in his realm yesterday. He almost ran for governor, and he might still do it again. He did get in the race in 2003 and then pulled out, but if he runs in 2023, by then Senator Kennedy will be 72 years old. So we'll see if this is something that's still on his radar, or he might even run for president of the United States. But he says he will be active in Louisiana politics, much like his predecessor, David Bruce Vitter. Kennedy does it in a different way. David Vitter, as you may remember, had town halls all over the state, hundreds of them during his term as senator, two terms as U.S. Senator. But John Kennedy has not had town halls, but he nonetheless mingles with politicians, endorses those he likes, and attacks those he does not. And one of those he does not like is John Bel Edwards. And here's how the senator at the press club yesterday defined the governor's race in the light of Governor John Bel Edwards signing one of the most restrictive abortion bills in the country. This was an area where Senator Kennedy surprisingly found common ground with the man from West Point by way of a meet. Here's Senator Kennedy.
Oh, I think he did the right thing. Sure, the question was the abortion bill that passed the recent Louisiana legislature. Governor Edwards signed it. Was that the right thing or the wrong thing to do? In my judgment, it was the right thing. Now, This issue will eventually probably come to a head at the U.S. Supreme Court. You know, you can generally tell whether the United States Supreme Court has gotten an issue right or decision right by judging or assessing the extent to which the American people accept it. For example, Brown v. Board of Education. That was the right thing for the U.S. Supreme Court to do morally, and the American people have embraced it. Roe v. Wade is, all Americans haven't embraced it. Regardless of what you think about the result, I think most people who have studied the Constitution and who said this before, no law book from a J. Crew catalog. No, it's one of the most poorly reasoned opinions the U.S. Supreme Court has ever handed down. It's based all on viability. The U.S. Supreme Court has tried to clean it up in Planned Parenthood v. Casey and helped a little bit with a new test, undue burden, but even that has not proven satisfactory. I happen to think that abortion is one of those issues that is properly left in the hands of the legislative body. In this case, the Congress, or at the state level, the legislature. My copy of the Constitution doesn't mention the word abortion. for that matter, doesn't even mention the word privacy. I'm not saying I'm not glad we don't have a right to privacy, but a textualist would say, you know, the founders didn't think about abortion. And when you, on issues like that, you want, in my opinion, you want them decided by a legislative body which is accountable to the voting public, as opposed to some men and women who are appointed for life on the U.S. Supreme Court. Will the U.S. Supreme Court ultimately take a Roe v. Wade type case? I don't know, Jim. I don't know. But I do know the country is split. And the issue is going to come down to what I think for most people is the obvious. You know, is a fetus a human being or not?
Now, John Kennedy was the counsel for Buddy Romer in 1990 when Romer vetoed two abortion bills that were arguably less restrictive than the one that John Bel Edwards signed a few weeks ago. And Kennedy acknowledged that he has had an evolution on this issue.
Well, when you have children, when you have an adopted son, it changes your perspective on the world. To me, it comes down to this. You either believe that the fetus is a human being or you don't. I believe that the fetus is a human being. And for me, all life is sacred. And our respect for life, our view that life is sacred, separates America from a lot of other countries. Now, if you don't think that a fetus is a human being, that's a different story. And it's I don't mean to be too metaphysical, but that's what it comes down to, that and your religion. And whether the Supreme Court will take it up or not, I don't know. I mean, I sat through a lot of hearings with both Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. No fair-minded person can think they're not intelligent. Very intelligent. They don't have a judicial philosophy that they thought about and that they're not qualified to be on the Supreme Court. Kavanaugh went through a lot. Some of my colleagues tried to convince me that in a sexual harassment allegation, you're morally tainted if you don't automatically believe the accuser. I don't agree with that. I think you're morally tainted if you don't give both the accuser and the accused respect. That means encouraging people who think they're victims of harassment to come forward and treat them with respect. Give both the accuser and the accused respect and due process. In America, just because you're accused of something doesn't mean you're guilty of it. And that's my standard of what's moral.
John Kennedy gave a surprising answer when asked if he would support a judicial nominee who is in favor of Roe v. Wade.
I don't know. It would just probably not. But if I knew that was going to be his position or her position. But I don't believe, and I've tried to follow this in terms of my work on the judiciary, under the canons of ethics, you're not supposed to, and indeed I never have and never will, ask a candidate how he would rule on a particular case. If you're asking me if I believe in Roe v. Wade, the answer is no. I don't believe in the result, and I don't believe in the reasoning. And I hope that the United States Supreme Court overrules it. But I've never been convinced it belongs in front of the United States Supreme Court anyway. I've always believed it was more of a decision for a legislative body. Now, and I'm not going to vote for a judge that I think has automatically predetermined his position to uphold Roe v. Wade.
Now, Brett Kavanaugh, in an interview with Susan Collins of Maine, a Republican swing vote who ultimately voted for Justice Kavanaugh, according to her, said that he would not vote to overturn Roe v. Wade. And in his testimony before Congress, Justice Kavanaugh said that Roe v. Wade was, quote, precedent on top of precedent. So on the record, or whatever the record means when somebody is testifying and then can change their mind, of course, Justice Kavanaugh has said he's in favor of Roe v. Wade. And John Kennedy, as you heard yesterday, said he would not vote for a judge or a justice judicial candidate who said they were in favor of Roe v. Wade. Well, Brett Kavanaugh did that. He did a lot of things in his testimony before Congress. He, of course, told the world that he liked beer. But he did say he was supportive of Roe v. Wade. Now, we'll see how he votes when it comes to crunch time. And with a lifetime appointment, he can vote any way he chooses. And Brett Kavanaugh, of course, took the position on the court of William Kennedy, Anthony Kennedy, who was swing vote on many cases, including the decision that legalized same-sex marriage in America. Anthony Kennedy, the man from Stanford University, one of the few non-Ivy Leaguers to be on the court, succeeded by a man from Yale, another Ivy Leaguer. I think they're all from Ivy League schools now. Nobody from LSU or from the University of Virginia like Senator Kennedy. You got to be from the Ivy League, it appears, to be a Supreme Court justice. That's one certainty. Back tomorrow. Signature support for Talk Louisiana comes from Brian Lowe Financial. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.